My question is it necessary to observe veil in this era of development?
A developed era will only be that in which Islamic veiling is stipulated in the society. This is not development, this is downfall. People refer to unveiling as progression, development, or advancement due to their lack of information, in fact, lack of Islamic knowledge. This is not progression. Progression lies in Islam. Progression lies in following the sunnahs. These might be new notions for some, but Muslims would understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about the one whose kalima we've recited. I'm talking about the Quran in which we all believe. So when we talk about Islamic veiling, then remember that it's not an invention of any random Maulana, but the command of veiling is present in the Holy Quran. So the opinion of any other person does not matter. So not acting upon Islam is a downfall. Downfall is opposite of progression. Progression meaning uplifting, and downfall means falling down. There's a book of Maktabatul Madina in question and answer form entitled Parde Ke Bare Mein Sawal Jawab. There's one question in it: is Islamic veiling important in this era as well? The answer is yes indeed. If you keep a few facts before you, then insha'Allahul Kareem, you will find it easy to understand the rulings of veiling. Whilst commanding for veiling, Allah, the Almighty, declares in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 33, مَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: remain within your houses and do not be unveiled, like the unveiling of the age of ignorance. The elite Islamic scholar, the spiritual successor of Ala Hazrat, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin, Muradabadi Rahimahullah, says, the age of ignorance refers to the pre-Islamic era. In that era, women would go out, and that too out of pride. They would reveal their adornment, their beauty, and the signs of their body parts, such as they would reveal the bulging of their chest, etc., so that men look at them. When it would come to clothing, they would wear such clothes that would not cover their body parts fully. Alas, you find the unveiling of the age of ignorance in today's day and age as well. No doubt, the way veiling was important in that very era, in the same way, it is also important in this very era as well. Worldly and religious benefits of veiling. For religious benefits, veiling is a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty and His final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 2, veiling is the sign of iman, meaning faith. It is the mark of Islam and the identity of women in Islam. Number 4, veiling is a sign of haya, i.e. modesty, and Allah Almighty likes haya immensely. Number 4, veiling protects a woman from the evil of Satan. Now, 4 worldly benefits of veiling. Number 1, a veiling woman is looked with a sight of extreme respect and reverence in the Islamic society. Number 2, veiling protects a woman from evil gazing and discord and closes doors to the evil. Number 3, the veiling of the woman does not spread evilness in the society, and peace prevails in the society. Number 4, veiling increases the honor of a woman and preserves her beauty. Nonetheless, it is important for a Muslim woman to observe Islamic veil, which carries no side effects. The acts that have been commanded in the Quran and Hadith to be observed, and the Muslims have been emphasized to act upon it, then there can't be a slightest element of doubt in it that there would be any loss in it. There's only benefit in it, and nothing else. Alhamdulillah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.